going
well,
with.
Suppose you went up to New York and it was another company.
I go free. Well, the Southern don't go to New York.
Uh-huh.
But I can go to New York free.
Uh-huh. Oh, it's just when it's so far, like California, that they charge you a little bit.
You know, different in the management and things like this, you know. But, you see, it used to be the time we could go from California to Maine. Oh, we boys went all over the country, you know, free of charge. We'd have done going to ride the freezer. Go from Detroit to Michigan, go from Kansas to go. Free of charge. That's right. But on down through the year, you got to put that pressure on them. You got to go from, I can go from California. I can go from New Orleans, Louisiana.
You like New Orleans?
I know you go right down the flat country, but it's a large town, you know. Oh, New Orleans. You go that now and see the large town of the South.
You like jazz?
Huh?
You like jazz? Music?
Yeah, I like football. And I go from that now, just see that large town of the South. I go from New Orleans, it's a large town of the South. Well, Houston, Texas, a lot of time to south. That's why I don't wish for a lot. But I rode from about a mile straight down one street in New Orleans. And wasn't on these both sides of the street, colored people. Colored people section.
Really?
Tax Academy down there. I don't know why I went, but it was something I don't do. Just he was standing up talking to me, I was talking to him, talking to him. I was there, and some folks come, me and him was talking to them, and two women come up there and wanted to take him up to a place, and home, I imagine. And he just, me and him been talking about 10, 15, 20 minutes, and he just would have me ride with him. He said, I'm all right. Now it was a strange place, too, going to California, and I got my stuff locked up, and I just went on with it.
You what?
I had my suitcase and all locked up.
Uh-huh.
And I just got in the car and we didn't take care of him and on. Something I don't do, crooked as it was, you know me. And I was a stranger, didn't I? I even had my watch and all locked up.
Oh, so nobody could steal it from you?
Not right, because I... And then after I did all that, well, then I had them been riding and don't give up. And then that night, in New Orleans, I had to live over there at night. I went to sleep, and them many people in there just packed together. And I woke up on the sewer and there with me, and the police woke me up. I said, well, they ain't took my hat.
They stole your hat during the night?
No, they didn't. I said, well, they didn't.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
And why did the police wake you up?
Hmm? Asked me what I was doing there. You got to tell them what you got hanging on them union stations, you know. They cut that out. Nobody will hang on any station like that but old bum.
Oh, and used to be you could sleep there.
Yeah, it used to be to hang around there and sleep around there. Fella come get a suitcase and go to buy a ticket, he could turn around, suitcase gone and all that kind of stuff. You know? And so he woke me up and I said, don't want you, what you mean? I just got up, you know, and then I stand up and found where I was. That's where I'm going. I said, I told him I was going to Los Angeles. I was going to California. And I said, I got the key, you know, so I got all the stuff locked up. I said, he said, well, that's all right then if you go to California. I said, I done bought my ticket. I done got myself right. He said, that's all right. I had all my pass and everything in there. Bought.
Oh, so you could show him that?
Yeah, I told him I could show him that. He told me, no, that was all right.